Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1629. Visible translated text is as follows. The fourth floor. And I had nothing to do with the boxes on the second floor. On Saturday mornings, the factory would close at about 11:45 a.m., and I was always busy at my work cleaning up the fourth floor, so as to be able to get off promptly at closing hour. This box room is immediately off a small aisle from a large working room where about 15 ladies are at work, and it is also within 50 or 60 feet of the office where the entire office force is. And at the other end of the hall, within about 50 or 60 feet, is the metal department, where a number of people work. And if I had made such an attack against Miss Ferguson, I would have done it with full knowledge that one scream from her would summon a large number of people. I never heard of any such charge against me before, and Miss Ferguson never complained about what she says. 14th Ground. C.B. Dalton, sworn for the state. I have just read over the report of my testimony as contained in the brief of evidence approved by Judge Roan in that trial, and every word of my evidence is the absolute truth. That evidence is as follows. I know Leo M. Frank, Daisy Hopkins, and Jim Conley. I have visited the National Pencil Company 3 or 4 times. I have been in the office of Leo M. Frank 2 or 3 times. I have been down in the basement. I don't know whether Mr. Frank knew I was in the basement or not, but I know I was there. I saw Conley there and the night watchman, and he was not Conley. There would be some ladies in Mr. Frank's office. Sometimes there would be 2, and sometimes 1. Maybe they didn't work in the buildings and they would be there in the evening. Cross-examination. I don't recollect the first time I was in Mr. Frank's office. Mr. Frank is tall. I have been down there one time this year with Miss Daisy Hopkins. I was Saturday evening. I went in there with Miss Daisy Hopkins. There were some ladies, sometimes there would be 2 and sometimes more. I don't recollect the next time I was in the stenographer or not. I don't recollect, but I have been in there. Every time I was in Mr. Frank's office was before Christmas. Miss Daisy Hopkins introduced me to him. I saw Conley there one time this year and several times on Saturday evenings. Mr. Frank wasn't there the last time. Conley was sitting there at the front door. When I went down, the ladies Miss Daisy went with me. We went back over the crack pile in the basement. I saw an old cot and a stretcher. I have been in Atlanta for 10 years. I have never been away over a week at a time. I have been in Mr. Frank's office in the afternoon 3 or 4 times since the 1st of October. It was very light in there. I went in the first time near the 1st of September and December. I saw a Negro night watchman there between September and December. I lived in Walton County for 20 years. I came right here from Walton County. I was born in Walton County once for 2 or 3 years and lived in Lawrenceville. I have walked home from the factory with Miss Emma Clark and Miss Smith. Redirect examination. I gave Jim Conley a half dozen or more questions. I have been in Mr. Frank's office in the daytime. Mr. Frank and Miss Daisy Hopkins were in his office in the office. I never saw the ladies in his office doing any work in the office. I never saw recalled for cross-examination. I am writing. John Dalton is my first cousin. Andrew Dalton is my brother-in-law. I am the Dalton that went to the